WPB News, I'm Ben Thomas. A South Carolina man's been executed by firing squad. Lisa Dwyer has a report.
Brad Sigmund was pronounced dead at 6:08 p.m., becoming the first U.S. prisoner in 15 years to die by firing squad. Sigmund was shot by three prison employee volunteers with rifles. Sigmund killed his ex-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat in their Greenville County home in 2001 in a botched plot to kidnap their daughter. The 67-year-old chose the firing squad because his lawyers said he considered it a better option than the electric chair or lethal injection. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he's strongly considering levying new sanctions and tariffs on Russia after another heavy overnight bombardment of Ukraine. Dozens of missiles and drones targeted energy infrastructure. Asked if Moscow is taking advantage of the U.S. suspension of intelligence sharing.
I actually think he's doing what anybody else would do. I think he wants to get it stopped and settled, and I think he's hitting them harder than he's been hitting them. And I think probably anybody in that position would be doing that.
Health officials say West Texas now has almost 200 measles cases, while New Mexico's case numbers tripled to 30. Most are in people younger than 18 and unvaccinated. Pope Francis hit the three-week mark in his hospitalization for double pneumonia. He's in stable condition receiving therapy, but not necessarily improving. Charles Della Desma has reaction to his audio thank you message.
Esther Conversano describes how it felt to hear the voice of the Pope for the first time since the illness struck. Very moving, she says. It's a tired voice, but in its own effort, he still transmits his hope to us and the truth of his suffering. While Vatican employee Alexandra De Carol tells the AP, it was heartwarming. We'd not seen him, so it was nice to hear him. We remembered him during his last audience, and then later he had sort of disappeared. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Authorities in New Mexico say actor Gene Hackman died of heart disease and Alzheimer's a full week after his wife died of hantavirus in their home. And Donna Warder has news of a death in the music world.
Dwayne Wiggins, a founding member of the Grammy-nominated group Tony, has died at age 64 following a battle with bladder cancer over the past year. That's according to a statement released by his family on social media. Wiggins was a vocalist and bass guitarist for the group, and he, his brother Raphael Sadiq, and their cousin Christian Riley burst onto the music scene in 1988. They were known for the classic songs Anniversary and It Never Rains in Southern California. Dwayne Wiggins, dead at 64. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.